You're listening to SBS News.
My parents still tell me about 17.5%.
19% rate.
The economy was front and centre again on the campaign trail after the Reserve Bank increased interest rates for the first time in almost 12 years, putting mortgage holders and politicians alike on edge. The government says it's international factors that have driven up pressure on inflation and interest rates, but opposition leader Anthony Albanese is calling Prime Minister Scott Morrison out for his response to the rapidly shifting economic environment.
Scott Morrison has an excuse for everything and a plan for nothing. He wants to always take credit when things are going well, but never accept any responsibility when things aren't.
The Prime Minister says despite the external pressures, the increasing interest rate shows the economy has been resilient and the time for record low emergency rates is over.
See, the Labor Party is trying to con the Australian people about what's happening in the economy. What's happening in the Australian economy and the global economy is real. You can't wish it away. You have to deal with the reality of these pressures.
That fight was extended to the National Press Club, where the Treasurer and Shadow Treasurer tried to flex their economic credentials in a head-to-head debate. Pushed on escalating debt, cutting spending, funding of the National Disability Insurance Scheme and taxes, neither would be drawn on whether their parties would cut services or introduce levies over the next term. Then the pair were asked about what they thought the other would do in government. Jim Chalmers says he fears the coalition will ignore the cost of living crisis.
Only a Liberal government, a Liberal Treasurer, a Liberal Prime Minister, this out of touch, would see the inflation numbers, the real wage numbers, rising interest rates, all the rest of it, and think that what Australians really need is more of the same.
While Treasurer Josh Frydenberg claimed Labor would revert to its natural instincts.
Is Anthony Albanese, who's championed higher taxes his whole life, whether it was a carbon tax or a mining tax or the higher taxes of the last election, backed up by his then shadow finance minister, will do the same if they get half a chance.
Other issues brewing in the background also came to a head, with the Prime Minister doubling down on his criticism of the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption that he previously called a kangaroo court. Outgoing ICAC Commissioner Stephen Rushton told a state parliamentary inquiry this week that people characterising the agency as such were buffoons without directly naming the Prime Minister. But Scott Morrison stuck by his controversial comments.
I stand by what I've said about why I don't think that model is a good model for the federal jurisdiction. He can say whatever he likes. He can say whatever he likes. I'm not easily offended.
Mr. Morrison has defended former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian in his attacks on the Integrity Commission. The Liberal Premier resigned last year after being investigated by the corruption body. The coalition had promised to establish a federal integrity watchdog during the last election campaign, but never brought legislation to Parliament. Anthony Albanese says the Prime Minister's reluctance is due to the people in his own party.
The reason why there is no National Anti-Corruption Commission is sitting all in his front bench and behind him. That's the fact of the matter. It's an extraordinary statement to make, which is why one of the outgoing ICAC commissioners has referred to that as buffoonery.
Today, Scott Morrison was in the ultra-marginal South Australian seat of Boothby, currently held by outgoing Liberal MP Nicole Flint. The coalition is hoping to retain the seat, but there are now concerns following Labor Premier Peter Malinauskas's resonating win in the state. But there are plenty of other seats which might not merit a visit from the PM, with reports Mr. Morrison could do more harm than good in electorates facing challenges from so-called Teal Independents, a group of independents who have received funding from Climate 200. Mr. Morrison refused to reveal his travel plans.
I will go where I believe it's best for our campaign for me to go. And I will flag where I go on the day where I go. You know, you're on the bus. You know that you find out where we go each day, just as like it works in the Labor campaign.
Labor, meanwhile, was in Chisholm in Melbourne, another tightly contested seat held by Liberal Gladys Liu. It's the first time Anthony Albanese has appeared with senior Labor frontbencher Tanya Plibersek in the campaign, after questions over why the Shadow Minister for Women seemed to be sidelined. Ms. Plibersek insists she hasn't been pushed away from the campaign.
I've been travelling around the country working very hard for a Labor win. I visited more than 20 marginal seats so far. I'll keep doing that. I don't know how many media events I've done. I think I last count about 30 of them.
With just 2.5 weeks to go, there'll be far more travelling across the country to come. Krishani Danji, SBS News.